Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to episode number 71 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good scene too. Last week we did... Flabby Labia. It was very funny. It was with some of my fellow cast members from Angela's Ashes, which is live streaming at the moment, or in a few days' time, I think. It's a brilliant musical. But this week, I'm doing Hole in the Eye, or Eye Hole, I'm not sure which. Basically, I have managed to stab myself in the eyeball. I have a hole. I don't know, maybe it's a bruise, maybe it's a hole, maybe there's just a lump of something gone into it, but I basically can't open my eye and it's swelling and streaming. I've put in some Optrex bath, that swishy thing, and that helped for a bit. And then I put in some of these pipette type drops and I put in a bit of Luby Lube, but that's made it all blind now. I don't know what's going on. I basically was taking the shopping out of the bag and I shoved a bit of cardboard up under my eyelid and look, hopefully it's just a bang, but I don't think so. Like right now I'm just squeezing the side of my head because it's really bad. And my kids have a birthday party going on here at the moment. They have a few friends around for a sleepover, so I'm just trying to, I'm wearing shades around the place to pretend I'm okay because it might go away and I don't want to be like that embarrassing mother, the Cyclops or whatever. So this happened to me similar enough maybe 7 or 8 years ago. We were driving on the M50, or my husband was driving on the M50, and I was putting on eyeliner in the passenger seat and I didn't sharpen the pencil correctly and there was a bit of wood splint sticking up and it sliced the, oh, it's like cling film around your eye, that see-through stuff. I think it's called the cornea. Anyway, that took forever to heal, but I didn't go to the hospital quick enough and it got infected, so it took even longer. So I'm going to give this a few hours and if it doesn't stop streaming, and oh my god, it's kind of like, it's not like a thumbtack in your eyeball, it's like a little shard of glass in your eyeball or a little bit of gravel in your eyeball. So every time you move your head or move your eye. Hello. Sorry, could I just have a few seconds here? Okay. Thanks very much. Thanks. Tell them I'll be down a second. Oh God. They probably want to blow out the candles or something. I can't even see. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, so I kind of remember that took a while to heal. And then another time, I was on Bridget and Eamon, this TV show, and I didn't clean all the fancy makeup off my face properly and some of it got into the cut and got infected again. So I've had a few eye scares over the years, but this isn't as bad as that one, I don't think, hopefully, but it's pretty bad. Anyway, my mother used to get ulcers on her eyeballs when she was doing radio and chemo. I suppose it's because you get run down. Some people get them on their tongue, some people get them wherever. She got ulcers on her eyeballs. Oh, the pain. She was very bossy though. Like, you'd be driving her in for the treatments and even though she couldn't see, she'd be telling you, go on, it's only orange, drive on, drive on. Anyway, character. So, yeah, basically I'm gonna leave this a few hours and if it doesn't get better, I might have to get drugs. I haven't taken any painkillers yet because I don't want to hide the pain, if you know what I mean. Anyway, talk to you in a minute.
Yeah, I should have gone to the hospital last night. It's I just woke up and it's just water streaming out of my eyeball, and it just feels like there's a cannon inside my head about to explode. So I'm heading to the hospital nearby in Dunleary, and I don't know, will they let me in the middle of the night? But I'll give it a try anyway, or at least they'll tell me where to go. But I can't sleep and I can't take the pain, so I need drugs if nothing else. I definitely have a hole in my eye. Okay. I just need to get back before the kids wake up and stuff. Okay, I'll keep you posted.
Okay, so I'm here in Vincent's. Dunleary Hospital was no good to me. They weren't open, so they sent me into Vincent's A&E. I've been here now about 2 hours already. I've seen the triage nurse, who freaked me out completely. She's like, "Are you the famous Normie Sheehan?" I was like, "No." "Oh my God, girls, I think it's the famous Normie Sheehan. Are you in the Shankill Mental Asylum?" I was like, "No." "Oh my God, I thought you were the famous Normie Sheehan. There's a nurse who used to work here. She was a total battle ex, and everyone used to refer to her as Normie Sheehan would sort it out. But she lost the plot and she ended up in the Shankill Mental Asylum. That's not you." "No, it fucking isn't me." I actually think I'm losing my mind. And then there's so many junkies around. Oh my God. Sorry, junkies, but like this. "Oh, I want the report of the manager. Oh, won't you let me stay? I want to just sit here. Dad gave me free orange juice the last time I was here. Can I have some free orange juice?" And then there's the whole COVID department. So, like, we're being completely and utterly ignored. And anyone, I should have gone in through the COVID door. I would have got seen quicker. Anyway, sorry, we won't slag COVID. So I'm still here now, waiting for a doctor to see me, but I'm grateful because whatever. Okay, so I'm now in hospital number 3. But I am drinking a cup of tea. I'll explain how this happened. So basically, the doctor in Vincent's A&E told me I have probably a corneal abrasion, which is a slit on the eyeball, and I'd be better off in the eye and ear hospital. So I've been sent to the eye and ear hospital to look at the hole in my eye. Oh my God, I'm so confused. I turned up here to realise that you can't just walk up here. They didn't tell me that. They just said, "Yeah, go ahead in." So I came in and they're like, no, you have to ring ahead and make an appointment. But a relative of mine is working on the front. No, I won't say where they're working because that might get them in trouble. Somebody I know is working in this hospital and has made me a cup of tea. I swear to God, I'm not even that into tea, but it is the nicest cup of tea I've ever drank in my life. Sugar, milk, whatever. And he has sorted an appointment for me. Oh my God. That possibly could have been a few more hours, and I'm literally going to get in a few seconds, I would say. I don't know. Do you call that nepotism? Or do you call that crazy woman standing at a door holding her eye with tears streaming out of her face? Anyway, I'm going to go back over and finish my cup of tea now. Jesus Christ. And hopefully someone will have a look at my eyeball soon. Oh, I need drugs.
Thank you.
Hi, Norman. Let's go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Just in here to the right.
Thank you.
Take a seat there.
Here is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
So, I can tell you
where
you are, doctors. So, when you injured the eye last night, was it?
Yeah, I was taking stuff out of a bag and I put some cardboard into my eyeball, clean cardboard.
And did it whack it very hard?
Yeah.
Did you scratch off it? What way?
It whacked it hard, but it was the corner of it.
Yeah, if I just get you to bring the mask down a tiny bit, just for the lens kind of fogging up a bit. Look to this here. Look up to the right. Straight up. Up to the left. Out to the left. Down to the left. Down to the table. And if you look down for me, and straight ahead, right, so you can sit back there, okay? So there is an abrasion or a scratch on the front surface there. They can be very sore, very painful.
Yep.
And still explaining all your symptoms. It should heal quite well.
Yeah,
24 or 48 hours or so.
How are you doing?
But we'll just put those drops in just to make sure the back of the eye is all right.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yep.
And I'll kind of go through drops and stuff with it then at the end.
Okay.
It'd probably just be antibiotic drops 4 times a day for a week.
Perfect.
Is that all right?
Brilliant. And you've already done the back of the eye?
No, not yet. If you want to have a seat in that room there, the nurses will put the drops in.
And it'll
take about 15 minutes to work.
Yep. Lovely.
All right.
Thanks a
million.
There is a charge. If you're happy to pay today, great. If not, we can post it.
Now, I'm VHI, so...
So if you pay, hang on to your receipt and you can claim it back off your VHI.
Great.
Yeah, so what's your name, sorry?
Norma Sheehan.
No, it's brilliant. It's great, you're done already, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Are you Miriam or...?
No, Miriam is the nurse.
Oh, yeah, I was checking to Miriam already.
Yeah. No problem. Fine, so it's €100, okay?
Okay, I can barely see. Have I done something wrong?
There's two numbers there, so we clear and try again.
Okay.
I know, it's awful, you can't see. Sorry, I'll take it out.
I just didn't press them hard enough. Well, you must have some crack here with the blind. With the
stop. No, it's actually, it's awful.
Okay.
Wait, just, hang on.
Just too early.
Yeah, there you go.
No. Have you someone to ring you home? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. The doctor or hospital.
Okay, there's your card.
Thanks a million.
I guess you have to see you.
Say that again. I can keep getting all the boys off.
Yeah. So if you give that to your VHI, you should be able to claim it all.
Brilliant. Okay?
And your card receipt is in there as well.
Fantastic.
All right,
thanks a million.
Take care.
Thanks for your help. No. Where's the nearest chemist, by the way?
Sunday, probably down towards Bank Street.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Lovely. Thanks a million.
Oh my god, okay, I'm on my way home, nearly home. Yeah, I'm still in so much fucking pain. They put in an anesthetic for a while when they were poking around my eyeball, and it was heaven. It took away all the pain for a few minutes. I was just, oh my god, I was high. But now all the pain is back again. Oh fuck it, anyway, I can see out the other eyeball, it's fine. But it's just when you look up, when the eye moves at all, it is really, really, really like a fucking staple inside in your pupil, scratching your fucking ball. Anyway.
Okay, so happy ending to the hole in the eye episode. I'm grand. It's, what are we now? We're a day later, day and a half later, and my antibiotics have kicked in, as have my whatever droppy lubey stuff they gave me. But I am very, very glad I went to the hospital ASAP. So for anyone out there with a hole in their eye, just go. You won't regret the £100 or whatever you have to pay to get seen, because you can mess around with the eye. Like, apparently if you have an infection in your eye, you know, bacteria for more than 24 hours, you can start to go blind, you know, as the infection gets worse. So if you get, I don't know, if you get anything like acid in your eye or like random shit, you're meant to pour warmish water, like body temperature water, over the eyeball while someone's ringing the emergency services. Just the eyes are serious. And dog and cat poo and wee are not good. Like, stop letting your dogs and your cats shit all over the place, because they can make particularly children go blind from rubbing shit in their eyes. Don't know what that's called, cat shit blindness or something like that. And pink eye is another one. I thought pink eye was people putting poo in their eye, but I presume you could get it from rubbing poo in your eye if you were a baby, like, you know, say you're sticking your hand in your nappy and then rubbing it in your eyeball. But pink eye is also like called conjunctivitis, so it can come from many things, many types of bacterias, viruses, yucky yuckies. So yeah, the moral of the story is mind your eyeballs. I've heard some very, very strange stories from people over the last day or two. You know, when they see you with your eye hanging out, they kind of tell you all their experiences as well. So one fella told me a great story. He was a footballer, American footballer, and his colleague poked someone in the eyeball with the finger, went right into the eye, like as far as the knuckle. I thought that was interesting. And then there was an actor I know, they were doing a stage fight and it just went an inch to the wrong direction and the knife went into the eyeball. Didn't kill the person, but it affected their sight. Boxers, obviously, total mess. But yeah, mine was a corneal abrasion. So it was like a little slice on the cornea, which is around the eye, or the kind of cling film, the see-through stuff that's around the eyeball, and heals very quickly. So yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, there's something wrong with you. If you didn't enjoy the episode, I think you're normal enough. So forward this to anyone who is got pains in their eyes. Otherwise, shut your hole. And sure, I'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.